Today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I had a marathon editing session over the past couple of days. I was going to release the mix yesterday, and I just ran out of time. I was editing with fury because Daniel entrusted me to edit because he's out of town. And, he's a little bit pickier than I am a professional class podcaster. I'm not a professional because I don't get paid for it. But I've been doing it long enough, and I know all the ins and outs of the technology and how to edit and how to post and how to market and all of that kind of stuff and how to set up a network. But I'm not a professional because I don't get paid for it. Although, Kathy Bacon on Twitter, I believe it was this morning, she says, "My favorite radio show is contemplating going full podcast. Maybe this is your calling. You could produce their show and set them up like Pride 48, the Bob and Sherry show." I don't know, Kathy. Should I just reach out to them and say, "Hey, by the way, I started an LGBTQ plus friendly podcasting network, and we have a live stream and we post, you know, I guess, I mean, I do know how to do, you are right. I do know how to do all that stuff, and I can set up a nifty little WordPress site for them. Although I would assume somebody with an existing radio level fan base would have hundreds of thousands of listeners, would be my guess. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe radio is already dead and they have five listeners. I don't know. But that would mean a website and a podcast and a streaming situation would have to support possibly a lot more traffic than what I get on my personal show or what Pride 48 gets or what Throwing Down gets or, you know, any of that kind of, I mean, I don't want to be presumptuous, but I don't know Throwing Down's numbers. I don't know. I suppose. I wonder what the market is for that. And again, what would I do? Would I just email them and say, "Hey, Bob and Sherry, I have a friend who I didn't stay long enough in at Mount Rushmore when I met her, so I really pissed her off. But I have a friend, I can call you a friend, right, Kathy? Anyway, I have a friend that suggested I reach out to you guys. Can you give me a letter of reference, Kathy? So, like, I can vouch that Adam is really good at editing and setting up streaming software and setting up a podcasting whatever empire. I don't know. They probably would want to do, like, a Spotify situation and maybe it'd be a featured show if they're an existing rate. Anyway, regardless, I don't know. I don't know what kind of market it is. And, you know, again, what would I be doing? Just going out and trying to sell my services like some podcasting pimp for myself, like a podcasting whore. I don't know. Set up a podcasting OnlyFans. Anyway. Sure. Yeah. Why don't you reach out to them and tell them that I'm available for a very high price and see what they say. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So I had to edit the show, and Daniel is look, this is a hobby at this point. Maybe if Bob and Sherry hire me, you know, if they want to pay me, I don't know, $250,000 a year. I mean, I'll do it for that. You know, then I'll set up their podcasting empire, sure. But until then, you know, this is a hobby for me. I do a lot of podcasting, but it is a hobby for me. And so I'm not, when I'm editing this podcast, for instance, or Butt First or Survivor's Ready, you know, I have gotten a little bit lax. I would say my audio quality is fine. You know, it's perfectly acceptable, better than a lot of people's, but I don't obsess over it. You know, I have a template set up. I pretty much pop it in the template, top and tail it, do a little bit of leveling, you know, bare minimum, and then release it. Well, Daniel is a little bit more anal than I am. I mean, you know, come on. It's Daniel. And so he's like, oh, listeners, I just have to warn you that the audio on this episode is not going to be as good as it normally is because I'm not going to be the one editing it. And so I obsessed and obsessed and obsessed over this editing. And I'm sure there's still going to be something that he finds wrong with it. But I did my very best. I gave it the good old college try. But the file size, the files are very large. It took me longer than I thought it was going to. I don't mind doing it, but I'm just wondering what kind of comments I'm going to get. So I did that. I did not finish talking about the weekend. We were on Sunday. So, well, Saturday night, I, you know, played games with my parents and we had P.F. Chang's and that was all fine and good. But on Sunday I had orchestra in the morning. So I had church in the morning and then I had to mow the lawn. I'm hoping it's going to be the last time because I don't want to mow the yard again this year. I want to be done with that. And so hopefully this will be the last time. So I needed to do that, but there were several things we needed to do. We needed to grocery shop. We also needed to do our walk because we walk. We needed to eat lunch. And so there were several things on the list to do. And Mark does laundry on Sundays. So he wanted to finish. So he said, well, why don't we go and do our grocery shopping? Why don't we eat? He's like, why don't you just go pick up food? And then we'll eat, and then we will go for our walk and grocery shop, and then you can mow. So we ate, and then we went and did our grocery shopping, and I had decided for this week we were going to try, because I know my complaint recently has been that I'm not enjoying being responsible for cooking our meals, but also being on a diet. So I feel like I can't make things that taste as good as what I would want them to. And Mark, you know, has to suffer with my Weight Watchers meals. And so it's an easy excuse for me to use to be like, ugh, I don't want to cook. Let's just go get Whataburger or whatever, you know. So I said, okay, you know, and Mark had reminded me when we first met each other, I used to get my own food or prepare my own food and he would make his own food and we would eat at the same time, but we would eat different things. So, you know, I would get a grilled chicken sandwich and he would make gnealing or whatever he was eating. And so he said, we could do that again. So I said, okay, we're going to try that this week. And so first of all, based on a conversation that I had with either Daniel or Joe, and I can't remember which one now, it was revealed that there are some microwave dinners that are low points. So we both bought a bunch of microwave dinners and I actually scanned the barcodes and made sure that the points were in line with what I, you know, was tolerable to me. And then I just was like, yeah, I'm not going to cook. You know, I'm going to figure out something to do for dinners. I'm going to cook eggs one night because I can do cauliflower rice and eggs, which sounds gross, but we eat rice with eggs because that's a traditional thing that Filipinos do, and I'm sure other Asian cultures as well. And so Mark has got me on the rice and eggs boat. I like it. So normally we'll have eggs and rice and white rice and bacon. So instead I'm going to do fried cauliflower rice because that's 0 points, eggs, and then I'm going to do Canadian bacon because it's only 1 point on Weight Watchers. So we're doing that tonight, but then I got a couple extra microwave dinners for when I don't want to do anything, you know. And then I'm also on Wednesday when I have orchestra rehearsal, I'm going to stop and get a grilled chicken sandwich, which is only 6 points. So I can do that anyway. So I'm trying this week. I'm trying a new thing this week and see if I can get back on the Weight Watchers train. I also tried banana ice cream. It's banana. That's all I got to say. The texture is very similar to ice cream, but it basically tastes like a banana. I mixed cocoa powder with it. I thought, oh, this is going to taste just like chocolate. I found a recipe. I was like, oh, this is going to taste just like chocolate ice cream. No. It tastes like a banana with cocoa powder. It wasn't bad, but I'm not a huge fan of bananas, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing that, but anyway. And we ate at a restaurant for dinner on Sunday night because it was our restaurant of the week. So we did that, and that was our weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.